The Czech Republic will not accept any former inmates from the Guantanamo Bay military prison camp, Interior Minister Ivan Langer said on Monday in response to a US appeal for EU member states to do so. Mr. Langer said the Czech Republic was not currently equipped to take in any of the camp's former detainees, but that as the current head of the European Union, it would try to negotiate a common European solution to the problem. Earlier today, Rosie Johnson spoke to Markéta Matlochová from the Czech Interior Ministry, who said that the matter was under consultation.
The Czech presidency wants to secure a coordinated position that would respect the national powers of the member countries and reflect the fact that the countries share the Schengen area without borders, where countries bear responsibility not only for themselves. So the decision to accept detainees would be taken on a case-by-case basis and would be in the exclusive competence on the receiving member state. And the member state will assess independently of the US the risk of receiving a particular detainee.
Will it not be difficult for Minister Langer or whoever takes over from Minister Langer in the weeks to come to negotiate potentially some European countries taking someone from Guantanamo Bay when the Czech Republic has already said we definitely won't?
Well, it depends on each member state. If each member state accept the prisoner from Guantanamo or not. It depends on each member state. He said that the Czech Republic now is not considering to accept any.
Okay, Minister Langer said yesterday that the Czech Republic didn't necessarily have the zařízení or the kind of wherewithal or equipment to house a prisoner from Guantanamo Bay. What would be required? What is it that the Czech Republic is lacking?
Well, there is a need to think about legal and integration conditions carefully before considering a detainee. And all these conditions have to be perfectly considered.
Okay, but what sort of legal and social conditions are you talking about?
These are conditions under which the prisoner could live in each member state, and the legal conditions and integration conditions must be considered perfectly.
Due to the fact that the Czech Republic recently became a member of the European Union's Schengen zone, is it not therefore likely that if some country, like say Germany, accepted someone from Guantanamo Bay, they could in fact end up living in the Czech Republic?
We cannot exclude this possibility for 100%, but as a result of Schengen rules, a decision to accept a former detainee by one member state would be relevant for other member states. So therefore, consultation and information sharing between member states is needed.
Markéta Matlochová from the Czech Interior Ministry speaking there to Radio Prague's Rosie John.